All right, five Hasidic ideas on why Parshas Bereishis in the Hasidic world is not called Parshas Bereishis; it's called Shabbos Bereishis. What's the Indian for us? What are maybe some take home messages for us as well? My wife's grandfather Yahrzeit tonight. Moshe Chaim, Rav Moshe Chaim, and Avram Abba. It's Chosfur Shlema for Rachel Parbas Esther. B'so Shirchol Yisrael. The Sanhedrin Rebbe first asked this question, or one of the Rebbes who asked this question for idea number one. So why is it called Shabbos Bereishis? And he quotes the Sanhedrin Rebbe, quotes the Medrash Vayikra Rabba Lamed Gimel. It says that someone who does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu borei osa b'riya chadasha. Someone who does tshuva is considered a new person. Lufi zeh, says the Sanhedrin Rebbe. Nim said, "Achre Yom Noram, Asher Bnei Yisrael also tshuva itiharus as b'kol chay begam." After Yom Noram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Sivas Torah, we're all brand new. Harehem kekaten shalonan mechadash. We're all brand new, like a kaddish and other kaddish. We're mamish, a brand new katan, a brand new person. Nikra Shabbos Rishona, Shabbos Bereishis, and this is why it's called Shabbos Bereishis. Why? Because it's the Reishis Habriach Hadasha Shal Klai Yisrael. It's the beginning of Klai Yisrael for 5781 Toshin Pei Aleph. Each one of us became different, new people going through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. That's why it's called Shabbos Bereishis. Because it's the Shabbos where we're renewed again. We're renewed because we're a Briya Chadasha. Because the Ratzon Rebbe said someone who does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu consider them to be a Briya Chadasha. And this goes very well with the report we said yesterday from Rabbi Goldberg. We say, Al Tashi Chayim Milfanecha V'ruach Katshecha Al Tikach Mimenu. V'ruach Katshecha Al Tikach Mimenu. Don't take away the Holy Spirit that we had. The holiness that we had, what does that mean? And he quickly quoted the world of the base midrash of Ger, Chiddush Harim, the Sasemis. It means that we shouldn't just leave this time. We've become changed people, transformed people, different people. We can't be the same Jew that we started 30 days ago or 27 days ago. That didn't allow you the Jew because we went through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. We're a Beria Chadasha, says the Sanhedrin Rebbe. And that's why it's called Shabbos Bereishis, because it's the Reishis Habriya Chadasha Shel Klal Yisrael. What an amazing insight from the Sanhedrin Rebbe. Moving on to Adi number 2. Adina number 2 comes to us from Yecheskel of Kushmir and the Divrei Yecheskel. He quotes his father-in-law here. He quotes it as the Gaon HaKadosh Aryeh Dibei Eloi, the Al Beis Din Kihilas Vishnitza. So he says here, why is it called Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis? But we don't call Parshas Noach, Shabbos Noach, or Parshas Lech Lecha, Shabbos Lech Lecha. What's Shabbos Bereishis? He says at the end of the day, the opposite of the Sanhedrin Rebbe. The Sanhedrin Rebbe said that it's really Bereishis Chadasha to start at the beginning of the year. Here, says Rav Chaim Kosher, quoting his father-in-law, it's an extension of the Yomim Noram. Or the better word is that it's a reminder of the Yomim Noram. Why is it called Shabbos Bereishis? To be Yomim HaNoram HaKadoshim, call Adam HaYolo Az Hirei Tshuva. Each one of us had a Hirei Tshuva. We had a thought to be better people. Be better Jews, better husbands, better wives, better fathers, better daughters. V'kibol Az Al Atzmo Ezan Haga Tova Kol Ish Lofi Arko Mendragiso. We might have took upon ourselves a small thing according to our level and on our own degree. Lachay Nikra Shabbos Bereishis. Why is it called Shabbos Bereishis? Shemaz Kirin La'odam Shema She'over Over Me'ata Maschol Seder Chodesh V'yistav V'yistav Dos Atosh Yeme'ata Toiv. What do you call Shabbos Bereishis? To remind yourselves to be a Bereishis Jew, to mean that it's the time to begin. The thought that you had Rosh Hashanah, the thought you had in the Ilah, the thought you had in Simchas Torah, now that you might have forgotten it, comes Shabbos Bereishis, it's a reminder. I gotta get started. Whether it comes to learning davening, midos, Torah, chesed, whatever hanaga tova we had, it's a time now, it's a reminder. That's what the word, the Rechazel says. It's a reminder, we gotta get started. Shabbos Bereishis, says the Rechazel Kushmir from his father-in-law. It's the Shabbos of Bereishis to remind ourselves, we gotta get started. Whatever hero tshuva we had thought of during Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Bereishis, it's time to start that. It's time to start again. The third idea comes to us from Rav David Moshe of Charkov. I believe he was the son of the Rishoner. They say that the Shabbos after Yontov is called Shabbos Noch Yontov. That's the Shabbos after any Yontov. It has the Kiddush of the Yontov in it as well. And says the Rav David Moshe of Charkov, specifically the Shabbos after Simchas Torah. Specifically the Shabbos after Simchas Torah has the Kiddush of Simchas Torah. Because why? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Peivav Amnebeis, Sha'akol Moedim Shev Shabbos Nitna Torah. Because everyone agrees that the Torah was given to us on Shabbos. All the great things in the world come through, all the bracha comes in the world, comes in Torah and Shabbos. So at the end of the day, says Rav David Moshe of Charkov, every Shabbos after Yontov is called Shabbos Noch Yontov. But specifically, this one is Shabbos Noch Simchas Torah. Because everyone holds that at the end of the day, The Torah was given on Shabbos. So at the end of the day, this Shabbos, not just Shabbos Bracious, it's Shabbos Nachshon Simchas Torah. Because everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So Shabbos Bracious is the time for us to renew ourselves to the Torah, has the Kedusha once again of Simchas Torah. Moving on to idea number four, what a beautiful insight from Rav David Moshe of Charkov. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four is the combination idea from the world of Chernobyl and the world of the Rishon Rebbe. And he says, we know at the end of the day, why is it called Shabbos Bracious? We know that every Shabbos comes from the Shabbos beforehand, or all the bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. But if you think about it, Shabbos Bracious, there is no Shabbos beforehand, Shabbos Bracious. It was just Shabbos Chol Moed, or in our case, it was Sukkos. Why is it called Shabbos Bracious? Because it's the Shabbos that's the Bracious for the entire year. Ki b'Shabbos hazeh nichlolin kol Shabbosos hashanah. This Shabbos that has the Kedusha and has the ability to set the tone, the foundation for all the Shabbos of the entire year. Because the Shabbos Sheni Mikaba Army Shabbos Rishon. The world that the Magen of Chernobyl, the Moronim says, the second Shabbos gets Kedusha from the first Shabbos. And the third Shabbos gets Kedusha from the second Shabbos. But the first Shabbos sets the tone. They call a Shabbos for the entire year. At the end of the day, we have to make sure to use this Shabbos. Make sure to connect to the Kedusha of this Shabbos in the holiest and the most transformational way in our davening, in our learning, in our zmiros, in our kindness, in our patience, in anything and everything we do this Shabbos. Because this Shabbos, Shabbos Bracious, it's the Bracious of all the Shabbosos for the entire year. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. And he says that just Shabbos, Shabbos Bracious, it's kedai for us to all, each and every one of us, to scream out to ourselves, Ayeka. Ayeka, Gimel Tes, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Cain and to calls out to Adam and Chava, Ayeka, where are you? Ayeka, says the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. Why do we have to call Ayeka? Because Tishrei passed, Rosh Hashanah passed, Asrei Sumer, Tshuva passed, Yom Kippur passed, Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah passed. And at the end of the day, Ayeka, Eich Kvar Shechachtem Yaakov V'Halo Ha'ayu, Klum Chazarta L'Kanuscha, could it be that we return to the same person that we were? It's the Shabbos of Ayeka. It's the Shabbos of asking ourselves, where are you? Did Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sukkot and Simchas Torah change us? Did it change the way we lived? Shabbos Bracious. It's a Shabbos of, it's truly called Shabbos Ayeka. It's for us to be able to, just like Rosh Baruch Hu called out to Adam and Chava, Ayeka to the Jews of 5781. You just saw a pandemic. You not just saw it. We're still in the middle of it. And we're still in the great midst of it. Ayeka, where are you? Where are you in your Ben Adam Lachaveh, Ben Adam Lamakah, Ben Adam Lamatzmo? It's time to be able to get going. It's time to make sure that Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah had an effect on you. And that's exactly what it's called Shabbos Bracious, because Bracious has the whole conversation with Adam and Chava, Ayeka. And the Bona Shem is telling you, Ayeka, Merzov, where's your Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot? How did you change? How did you become a better person? What a beautiful five Hasidic insights. Let's just review these five ideas. He said, the first idea of them sounds Rabbi, each one of us, Rabbi Chadasha. That's why it's called Shabbos Bracious. Because each one of us is a Rishon Abriya Chadasha L'Chayisot. Because the Medrash says that someone who does tshuva will consider Abriya Chadasha. And after we went through Yom Noram, each one of us are Abriya Chadasha, Shabbos Bracious, Rishon Abriya Chadasha L'Chayisot. We're Abriya Chadasha of all Chayisot. We're Abriya Chadasha, and that's what Shabbos Bracious. The second idea, we said from Ibn Chazal of Kushmir, he says that it's a reminder. He quoted his Falno, the Abbezin of Visions, of Vishnitsa. He says that it's a reminder of all those, the Hirei Tshuva that we had, that maybe at the end of the day, we forgot. Shabbos Bracious, remind us, I gotta get started on Midah Tova, I gotta get started on that Seder, I gotta get started on that Midah that I thought about, but now I forgot. Bracious, time to start again. The third idea was said from Rav David Moshe of Charkov, Shabbos Noch Yontif, that the Shabbos after Yontif has the Kedusha of the Yontif. The Shabbos after Yontif has the Yontif that just passed in included, but specifically for Simchas Torah. We know the Gemara tells the Shabbos, Pevav and Mebez, that the Shabbos was given on Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, excuse me, and it has all the hashpahs from the Shabbos before, and specifically this Shabbos has the Kedusha of Simchas Torah, because we know the Torah was given on Shabbos. So at the end of the day, every Yontif has the Kedusha, every Shabbos has the Yontif that's right beforehand, but specifically this Shabbos has the Torah, has the Simchas Torah, has all the messages of Simchas Torah. The fourth idea, we said that from the Rishon and Chernobyl, that at the end of the day, the second Shabbos gets Kedusha from the first Shabbos of the year, the third Shabbos gets Kedusha from the second, but the first Shabbos of the year, it's the Shabbos Bracious. What does that mean, Shabbos Bracious? Because it has the Kedusha, it has the ability to create all of the Shabbosos for the entire year. Find the fifth and final idea from the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. He says that it's the Shabbos of Ayeka. Shabbos Ayako. You went, where'd you go? You're Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres, and Sukkot, and Simchas Torah, Ayako. How did you change to become a better husband, a better wife, a better Jew, a better human being? Ayako, where are you? Where are you? How to become a better person? It's the Shabbos Brachos for us to be able to work on ourselves. We should be zogah to take these ideas of the Salam Zareba, to take these ideas of Reb Chesed of Kuzmer quoting his father-in-law, the Rebbe Moshe of Charkov, the third idea, the Rishoner and the Chernobyl, the fourth idea and the fifth idea coming to us from the Devar Shmuel of Slonim, and to take the Kedusha of Shabbos Brachos, as all the Sramah Kedusha tell us, the Shabbos Brachos is really the culmination of Yom Naram, has really all the Kedusha, as we said before, Simchas Torah, which Simchas Torah has all the Kedusha of all the Yom Naram, and really to make sure to take advantage of every single minute, every single of the Shabbos, whether it comes to our Zmiras, our learning, our patience with our family, the way we act with each other, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we take the Shabbos Brachos in a serious way, in a holy way, in a Kedusha way, in a Simchatik way, then Bez Hashem will have tremendous bracha, tremendous year, of Hashpah, and good health, Bez Hashem, wishing everyone a good in Shabbos Brachos.